USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Illinois say the body of a 5-year-old boy whose parents reported him missing last week was found nearby, wrapped in plastic and buried in a shallow grave.
Once presented with the evidence obtained by investigators, both Joanne and Andrew Sr. provided information that ultimately led to the recovery, what we believe is the recovery, of deceased subject AJ.
The parents have been arrested for many charges, including murder. Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Clergy and community leaders are demanding the firing of two Connecticut police officers who opened fire on a car and seriously wounded a passenger. Reverend Boyce Kimber says Hampton officer Devin Eaton and Yale University officer Terrence Pollock must be fired.
We do not need to wait until the state attorney, Patrick Griffin, finishes his investigation. They have violated every protocol of their department.
Eaton's body camera video, released by the state police, shows him starting to shoot the driver, 21-year-old Paul Witherspoon III, after he gets out of the car and raises his arms. The measles outbreak is closing in on 700 cases, the largest number in this country in 25 years. Public health experts say some communities have low vaccination rates because of the spread of bad information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump has vented his frustrations to the CEO of Twitter, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Hours after taking to Twitter to accuse the company of discriminating against him, President Trump met with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey at the White House on Tuesday. The 30-minute closed-door meeting, confirmed by representatives from both the White House and Twitter, reportedly focused on the health of the public conversation on social media and ways to respond to the opioid crisis. On Tuesday morning, Trump had used his personal Twitter account to criticize the tech giant, saying, "They don't treat me well as a Republican." Then after the meeting, tweeting, "Great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform. Looking forward to keeping an open dialogue." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An avowed racist who orchestrated one of the most gruesome hate crimes in recent history was executed in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
"We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, an inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching."
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.